Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to another Friday Book Club discussion. Here are a few announcements before we dive in. We've got a lot happening here in March. We have Coffee and Books on Saturday, March 22nd from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join authors Crystal Cottle, Lynn Shannon, and Sarah Sundin for an hour of book talk. Sign up for this free event at literaryescape.com/events to get the link to join. I have also joined three book giveaways for March through BookFunnel. You can use the links in the blog post for this episode to peruse and claim these free reads. But please note that these books are not all part of the Christian romance genre. I did join one titled Steamy Romances with the hope of getting Unwavering Faith in the hands of readers who may not have otherwise found my novel. So please peruse with caution, but we have the March historical romance, the March free historical romance, and the March steamy historical romance. Again, there's a collection of books there. They're all free, even though it doesn't say free in all the titles. And for those of you who can make it to an in-person event in Indiana, I have two coming up in April. The first one is on Saturday, April 5th. I'll be at the Warsaw Public Library from 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Saturday, April 19th, I will be at the Branch Coffee Shop in Fairmount, Indiana from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I hope to meet some of you there. That is it for announcements. Let's jump into this week's book discussion of Marrying the Mountain Man's Best Friend by Misty M. Beller. In the wild mountains of the Montana Territory, the Coulter Ranch is a place of family, loyalty, and a hidden fortune. Two Stones has lived most of his life as an outsider, shifting between two different worlds, the orderly village of his Salish family and wild mining towns. Though he's not fully accepted anywhere, he's made a name for himself trading between the tribes and the miners, even making a trusted friend or two along the way. When he arrives in Virginia City a week before Christmas, the last thing he expects is to be summoned to the bedside of one such friend, whose dying request is that Two Stones marry his daughter. Two Stones knows she'll never accept him as a true husband, but she needs his protection. At least she'll be safe in the Salish village with his parents while he continues doing the one thing he's good at, locating specialty trade items, staying always on the trail alone. After escaping the controlling clutches of her deceased husband's family, all Heidi wants is to rebuild her life her way. Yet when she reaches the Montana territory to reunite with her father, she doesn't know what's worse, arriving mere days before his death, or hearing his dying wish that she marry a Salish brave he trusts. Two Stones may be a good man, but to marry him? Yet when she barely escapes an assault, it's clear her father was right. She's not safe alone in Virginia City. She'll have to make the best of things as the wife of a native. The journey to Two Stones' village proves far more perilous than he anticipates, yet Heidi's resilience reveals a depth of character he didn't expect. As they near the end of their trail, Two Stones begins to realize this inconvenient marriage might really be a Christmas gift he'll always treasure.
Okay.
Liked his. This was Jamie's favorite.
Yes.
Of the series.
Yes.
And I would say I thoroughly enjoyed it too. It's a novella length.
Mm-hmm.
I think, right? Yeah, this one.
I think
shorter.
This is probably the skinniest of all of them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more novella length. It was a very fast read for me. In fact, I was because I read all these on my Kindle because they all right now, as of the day we're recording, they're free and Kindle Unlimited. So yes. If you have that subscription, you can read them all for free. And I think I was done. I didn't take me very long at all. I was shocked. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a interesting story, though. Mm-hmm. She had married really a not so nice guy out east.
Yes.
But her dad had moved out west to do mining. He was mining.
Mm-hmm.
And when her husband passed away, then she decided, I'm out. I want as far away, and I want to see my dad again. But by the time she makes it there, he's been injured. Is that right? And then he's sick?
He broke his arm or did something, and then he got sick.
It was not good. Do you remember the description when Two Stones showed up there, and he was like, the stench of...
It smelled bad.
Sickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And, it just was not good. And then Two Stones was like, okay, I'll help get you set up. And then he was just expecting to, because her dad had requested a special piece of jewelry for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just going to drop it. And then he saw how sick he was. So he said, you know what, let me help you get some things so you're set for a while.
Yeah, you got some water and wood and stuff for him. And then.
But then her dad died right that day. Right?
Yes. That day or the next day, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. It was like right off the bat. Mm-hmm. We were dealing with this. And what did you think about Heidi? I mean, if you were in her position, would you have reacted the same way that she did?
Probably. Because I wasn't asked what I wanted. Who says I want to stay here?
Mm-hmm. Marry you, a stranger that I just met, right?
I don't know anything about you. I mean.
But then the event that happened that kind of shoved her. Yes. Into his arms, right? Into into a marriage with him. Would that have done, would that have shoved you into it? Or would you have just said, can you help me get passage somewhere else?
I mean, it's kind of both ways. Like maybe, hey, can we just get to know each other before we, or I guess it depends on how I felt.
Yeah.
Or maybe just help me get somewhere else safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll live there. It's a hard, it could go either way for me.
And I think it was really hard for women back there too, because there weren't a lot of job opportunities. There definitely weren't any good ones in that mining town.
No, and she was trying to find something as a cook or sewing or cleaning. And
so even if he was like, put her on a train somewhere, I don't know. What would she have found?
Yeah, like, would the train ride even be safe for her? Yeah, where would she land? Would there be anything? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
did you like how he... I mean, we say this throughout the series. Two Stone just always shows up at the right time.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. I love that. I love having a character like that in a series. But were you surprised at when she's being attacked? Like,
He just
appears out of thin air.
Yeah. Because I didn't think, I figured she was going to be dragged off.
Yeah, I'm like, this is it. She's done for.
Yeah, yeah.
We might have given a little something away there. But,
the way the guy was describing it at first, it sounded like it was, okay, let me go check this job out.
Legit job. Yeah. It still happens today, which is so crazy to me. That you think, this is like I'm going for a job interview. And then, bam, it's your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
So then they are traveling. Did you expect them to have so much trouble on their travels?
I don't know how you travel in that weather.
Oh, my word. I was cold just reading it.
I know. I was so cold. I don't even know if she was dressed properly. Like, had the right clothes.
I don't think so, because I think, remember him being like, I need to get my wife proper clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was terrible.
And he had such a heart to give her, make sure she was safe and comfortable and that mm-hmm. she had everything she needed. Like he was always putting her needs first.
Yeah.
And then always kicking himself when it was like, I can't believe I'm dragging my wife through this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because she was reluctant and didn't grab onto that title right away. But as soon as they had their ceremony, it was like, you know, if we get somewhere safe and you want to leave me, that's fine. But mm-hmm. like he was very serious about his role yeah. as husband and protector yeah. and provider from that moment.
Yeah.
So,
even when she didn't want it, he's like, well, I promised.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my word.
Yeah.
So I just really, really enjoyed him. It was a sweet Christmas. I would say it was a Christmas novella.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. don't they? Yeah. It ends at Christmas.
Yeah.
Celebrating.
Mm-hmm. With the Coulters.
At the ranch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes on in there and a lot that will play out further in the series. Like, because those two. Because then she ends up just, like, always being with him. So yeah. as he reappears, you know, throughout the series, yeah. you get Heidi, too.
Yes.
Which is so sweet. And she's just, like, incredibly sweet. She turned out so different than I was yeah. expecting her.
Yeah. To. I figured she'd be kind of harsh and just yes. not very.
Very standoffish just yeah. because of what happened to her, you know, prior.
Yeah.
In her first marriage,
mm-hmm.
I thought she would be a little more, yeah, like you said,
yeah.
harsh or standoffish.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Highly recommend it. Of course, it's book two in this series, so yes. you're going to want to read it because, again, they're going to play roles throughout the rest of that mm-hmm. series. So what is your rating for the inspiration?
I would say more espresso.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I mean, it's there. You can see it in more in Two Stone than mm-hmm. her, but she, you know, yeah. it comes around. What about the drama level?
Mocha?
Yeah. I mean, because there is some.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her own baggage
yeah.
she's bringing into all this whole situation. What about the mystery level?
I'd say more espresso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wasn't much mystery in this yeah. one. What about suspense?
I'd say espresso, too.
I'd go espresso, yeah, because there's really only one
yeah.
scene that I can remember that you're like,
yeah.
So, and then the romance level.
I'd say mocha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's very much a man of the gentle touch,
mm-hmm.
for sure. All right. What about your overall lasso rating?
Did we do all five?
Yeah, didn't we? We did inspiration, drama, mystery, suspense, and romance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would say a 3.
Yeah, I would say 3. I loved it. I loved the quick read about it, but mm-hmm. Two Stones. I think we all can say we really enjoyed him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not like his own story and then how he is for yeah. the rest of the series yeah. as well. So, all right. That is a quick discussion, but that is our discussion mm-hmm. of Marrying the Mountain Man's Best Friend, which, by the way, that is not what I expected book two to be.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's twists in this series, but I think it's more in the flow of the series
mm-hmm.
that really threw me off because it's all about the brothers, right? I never once expected a story on Two Stones.
Me neither.
And I didn't expect it in book two.
Me neither.
But then also, as you start moving through the series, you know, brain, I just have one of those brains that goes, you go in order.
I figured.
You start here and you go down.
And
but it's kind of like.
And I figured the second story would be about Naomi.
Oh, yeah. I did, too, because that's, like, left hanging for a little
yes.
while, isn't
so,
it?
Yes, I thought, oh, it'll be Naomi.
Yes.
But she's down the line a little bit there, so.
She is, and it's very surprising. Yes, that's what
yeah.
I mean. Like, the
yeah.
order of things
yeah.
is very surprising.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that is our discussion on Marrying the Mountain Man's Friend. And then next week, we have Protecting the Mountain Man's Treasure.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.